Time now for emails to Santa.
Well, Santa's a little under the weather today. Accidentally swallowed one of the Christmas decorations and I have a sore throat.
Are you okay today, Santa?
Just a little tinselitis. All we want for Christmas in Minnesota is a winning team, a playoff team, a championship team. Merry Christmas, CCO Land.
From the emails to Santa today, we go to Kent, Minnesota. A Duke of Kent writes in.
Oh, my. This could be a royal pain in
the... And Duke of Kent, Minnesota says...
Been in many of those chimneys up there in west central Minnesota.
Okay, real good now. This is what Duke of Kent emails and asks. Santa, out of curiosity, why don't you live at the South Pole?
Well, I would be just another lost clause.
Here's an email from Dutch in Holland, Minnesota. He says, Santa, do you know Frosty the Snowman?
Well, I like him now, but in the beginning, he was such a flake.
Here's another email, Santa Claus. Got a lot of them today. We're moving right along. From Albany, Minnesota, comes this email.
Albany home for Christmas. Not that far from the Smiling Water Tower in Freeport.
Okay, this is Alexandria of Albany has a question for you.
Alexandria of Albany. Not that far from the Smiling Water Tower in Freeport.
Okay, you did that line.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how much I liked it. Now, where was I?
You were up on I-94 with Alexandria of Albany.
She writes, Santa Claus, do you really only have two lists, naughty and nice?
Well,
the truth is, Santa has three lists.
I didn't know that.
Naughty, nice, and kids whose mommy kissed Santa underneath the mistletoe last night.
Oh,
I saw Minnesota residents kiss their paycheck goodbye when there was no resolution from the legislature on our taxes last year. What a good idea it would be if we take a year off for free, because we got a billion in the surplus right now. Everybody!
Okay. Anyway.
I was listening on the stream at WCCORadio.com.
Sure you were.
And I heard your story of two hockey players with the Toronto Maple Leafs and how they will dance with the National Ballet of Canada in the Nutcracker.
Yeah, it's a really cool story, isn't it?
And I thought to myself, Santa, I thought, usually when we see the words hockey and nutcracker in the same sentence, it's a story about a player who got hurt when he was body checked.
I think we're about out of time here today.
Remember this little radio, David?
Okay.
In the long johns of life,
right?
Always make sure there's a trap door in the back.
That's prolific, Santa. I'm just not sure what it means.
Me neither.
You didn't watch the Vikings last night, did you?
Dash away, dash away, dash away all, including our playoff hopes. My gracious sakes, 27 yards passing in the first half. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Merry Christmas, CCO lad.
Yeah.